Welcome to American English Mosaic. I'm Mike Bond.
And I'm Lin Yang.
Do you have petromehanophobia? That is, are you afraid of flying? We will give you some tips about how to enjoy your flight in today's business etiquette.
飞机上也能打电话，我们在下面的节目中为你介绍。
And in words and idioms, we will learn what out in the open and open the door to means.
All coming up on this edition of American English Mosaic.
Now let's go into our first segment, Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Electronics. Electronics is spelled E-L-E-C-T-R-O-N-I-C-S.Electronics.
Electronics, 电子产品。
The FAA is officially allowing the use of some electronics during takeoffs and landings.
美国联邦航空局正式宣布，乘客在起飞和降落过程中可以使用某种种类的电子产品。用过的旧手机或是旧电脑该如何处理呢？
If you have electronics that still work and are not completely obsolete,A local school or non-profit organization might be interested in them.
如果你的电子产品还能用，而且也没有彻底过时的话，当地学校或是非盈利机构可能会感兴趣。好的，今天我们学习的词是
electronics, electronics, electronics.
I don't think I'm a fan of being able to use cell phones during a flight.Imagine being surrounded by people while crammed into a small metal tube. The last thing you need is some guy talking loud on his phone.
Ugh, I agree. The noise level will add another layer of crankiness to a long flight. I'm all for electronics. Watching Netflix on a long flight sounds amazing. But cell phones are a no-no.
Yep. Apparently, most airlines realize this as well. They're saying that even if FAA does finally allow cell phone use in flight,They won't make it a company policy.
That's probably smart, especially for those who are afraid of flying. Listening to people yelling at the top of their lungs isn't going to help them much.
True. We'll talk about that subject later in the show. 现在咱们来赶快继续我们的课程吧。
Let's listen to today's words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第889讲，我是小北。
我是 Doug Johnson。
哎，我昨天晚上没睡好，现在还觉得困呢，这都要怪我的邻居。他们家经常大半夜的听音乐，以前就老吵到我。可是这家人平时待人很 nice, 所以每次看到他们呀，我都不好意思抱怨这件事儿。不过好了，昨天晚上他们家又开 party, 闹到很晚。把其他的邻居也惊动了，于是大家一块儿去敲门，告诉这家人他们太吵了。这下大家把话说开了，我觉得挺好。这还让我想起了一个习惯用语，那就是
out in the open. Out is spelled O-U-T, out. Open is spelled O-P-E-N, open. Out in the open.
Out in the open 是公开的意思。如果我们说 something is out in the open, 就表示这是大家都知道的事儿，不再是秘密了。我邻居家夜里音乐声太大的问题，以前可能只有我知道，而我又不好意思说。不过现在说开了，大家都知道了。我倒觉得这样一来呀，事情能更圆满地解决。不过把所有的事情都公开并不一定是好事，因为这样一来你就没有隐私了。比如下面这段话中的情况。
The hardest thing about an election campaign is that you lose your privacy. Everything from your business transactions to your relationships is brought out in the open.
这段话的意思是说，政治竞选中最难过的一关就是失去个人隐私。从你的每一笔商业交易到你所有的社会关系，一切都被暴露在公众的眼皮底下。
选举是难受，要我说当选之后更可怕。如今的媒体把公众人物所有的隐私披露公开，特别是在电脑和网络盛行的今天，媒体简直是无孔不入。我们再来听听刚才那段话。
The hardest thing about an election campaign is that you lose your privacy.Everything from your business transactions to your relationships is brought out in the open.
Out in the open 这个短语据说是1940年左右在罗斯福当美国总统的时候出现的。当时第二次世界大战刚刚开打不久。在战争期间，很多令人惊讶的事儿都被公开了。可是有一件事却是当时的大部分美国人都不知道的。那就是带领美国打二战的总统罗斯福居然是一个生活在轮椅中的残疾人。刚才我们还说到公众人物的一切隐私都是 out in the open 的，可是在电视出现之前，美国媒体中几乎没有出现过罗斯福坐轮椅的画面，这简直难以想象。好了，媒体报道的变迁我们先不多说了，来听听一位公司主管在会上的发言。
I know that we have had a lot of problems recently, but the only way to deal with them is to bring them out in the open.So, I'm encouraging everyone to speak out. Who would like to begin?
这段话的意思是说，我知道公司最近有很多问题，不过解决问题唯一的办法就是把它们摆到桌面上来说清楚。所以我希望每个人都能直言不讳。谁愿意先发言？
公司同事中难免有这样或那样的问题和意见。可是大家碍于面子或是因为害怕，可能会把问题闷在心里，这样时间长了只会让问题越来越多，可能还会谣言四起，误会不断。好像我隔壁邻居家太吵的事儿，其实没什么大不了，可是我却不好意思告诉他这件事带给我的困扰，这样其实并不好，倒不如
Bring them out in the open，
把事情说开。好，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
I know that we have had a lot of problems recently, but the only way to deal with them is to bring them out in the open. So, I am encouraging everyone to speak out. Who would like to begin?
好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是小北。
我是 Doug Johnson。
谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time.
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
Today, with the internet and social media, everything seems to be out in the open. From my personal experience, I could easily find out a person's birthday, where he works, or what he likes solely by checking his Facebook.
That's why you have to be extra careful about what you post online these days. For example, once you post a picture on your Facebook, you can never really take it down. It's always backed up on the server. Who knows when it could come back to bite you?
So true.
And I probably need to be extra careful because I'm famous, you know.
Yeah, right. Says the guy who screams like a little girl when he's in a haunted house.
Hey, everyone has their own phobias, all right?
Yes. Speaking of phobia, do you know what is pachomohanophobia, Mike?
That's the fear of flying. In today's business etiquette, we will see the reasons behind this phobia and what you can do to deal with them.
Let's check it out.
礼节美语
上在走廊上遇到同事咪咪，他一副忧心忡忡的样子，我们听听怎么回事。
Oh man, I am not looking forward to this upcoming trip to Europe.
But Europe is amazing. You're going to Frankfurt, right? I've been there twice. It's a delightful city. You'll love it.
Oh, I'm sure I'll like it when I get there. That is, if I get there.
I'm not following you.
I'm terrified of flying.
You have pteromerhanophobia.
What?
That's the technical term for the fear of flying.
Shang 准备去欧洲出差。
Upcoming is spelled UPCOMING. Upcoming.
即将到来的。比如
The upcoming vacation.
快要来的假期。
The upcoming test.
马上要来的考试。Shang 对去欧洲似乎并不开心。咪咪说
I'm not following.
意思是我听不太懂你的意思。原来 Sean 有飞行恐惧症，害怕坐飞机。咪咪说飞行恐惧症的术语
technical term
是
pteromerhanophobia. Phobia
是一个很有用的词根，比如
acrophobia
就是 A-C-R-O 后面加上 phobia. Acrophobia 恐高症。我们听听 Sean 的飞行恐高症有哪些症状。
Well, whatever it's called, I've got it bad. Every time I get on a plane, my heart starts beating faster. I sweat, and every creak and squeak from the airplane makes me sure we are going to crash. It's so exhausting that I arrive at my destination completely unnerved.
Wow, that doesn't sound like fun. I assume the condition is quite common. I know lots of people who don't like to fly.
Everyone should be afraid of flying.After all, it's completely unnatural. We're crammed into a metal tube that's flying through the air at hundreds of kilometers an hour.
Sean 告诉咪咪，每次只要一上飞机，他就会心跳加速，直冒冷汗。飞机稍有个风吹草动，他就觉得要坠机了。他在这里用的
every creak and squeak. Creak is spelled C-R-E-A-K, creak.
是指咯吱咯吱的声音。
And squeak is spelled S-Q-U-E-A-K, squeak.
是指刺耳的噪音。等到达终点的时候
He is completely unnerved.
他已经彻底崩溃了。其实患有飞行恐惧症的人很多。Sean 觉得这是因为坐飞机本来就是一个超自然的行为。那么多人
Cram into...
挤在一个金属做的管子里在天上飞时速高达几百公里
Yeah, sure. If you think about it that way, it is scary. But driving isn't natural either. And as I'm sure you know, many more people die every year from car accidents than from plane crashes. In fact, your chances of being in a fatal accident is something like 1 in 5 million. Those are pretty good odds.
Yeah, I've read those stats, but I guess when I'm driving, at least I feel in control. I feel completely helpless when I'm on an airplane.
Mimi 说，要说坐飞机是超自然的话，那开车也是超自然的行为，而且每年死于车祸的人要比坐飞机掉下来的人多得多了。有统计数字显示，致命事件发生在我们身上的机会只有500万分之一。
Those are pretty good odds.
几率还是蛮不错的。
Odds
是几率的意思，比如
Your odds of being struck by lightning is greater than winning the lottery.
一个人被雷电击中的几率要高过中彩票。Sean 说，这些数据他也看过。
Stats is spelled S-T-A-T-S.
是
Statistics.
数据的简写。但是他总觉得开车的时候方向盘掌握在自己手里，可是坐飞机的时候命运就不完全掌握在自己手中了。
I feel bad for people afraid of flying. If you're in America and you want to travel, planes and cars are the only two options. We don't really have speed trains.
I know, especially now. You can't avoid air travel if you work for a global corporation.
Exactly.Let's keep listening to Mimi and see what tips she has for Sean.
礼节美语
Sean 有飞行恐惧症，可他偏偏又是国际销售代表，需要经常旅行。同事 Mimi 开玩笑说，他可真是选错了职业。Mimi 说
You certainly picked the wrong profession.You're an international sales representative. Traveling is part of the job.
I know. I thought my fear would lessen the more I did it. But it's been 10 years now, and I'm still afraid of flying.
You know, the idea that you are more in control behind the wheel of a car than you are in an airplane might not be valid. Think about it. How much control do you have over road conditions or other drivers on the road? Very little, right?
That's true.
Mimi 觉得
Sean certainly picked the wrong profession.
选错了职业。Sean 说，他原来以为坐飞机坐得多了，飞行恐惧症会慢慢好起来。谁知道十年过去了，丝毫不见减弱。Mimi 说，Sean 以为开车
behind the wheel
的时候，自己可以掌控自己的命运。这种想法
is not valid.
不能成立。因为开车的人对路况和自己周围的驾车人是完全控制不了的。有什么办法能减轻飞行恐惧症患者的症状吗？我们继续听。
Have you ever tried pretending that you're on a bus? My uncle uses this trick when he's flying. Whenever the plane runs into some turbulence, he just closes his eyes and pretends he's sitting on a bumpy bus.
I'm not sure if that would work, but it's worth a try.
Where do you usually sit on the plane?
As close as possible to an emergency exit.
My uncle says the best place to sit is as close to the wings as possible, because in his experience, the center of the plane is more stable.
That makes sense. I'll try to find a seat near an emergency exit by the wings.
Mimi 建议试让尝试一下，假装自己是坐在一个颠簸的巴士上。
Whenever the plane runs into some turbulence, turbulence is spelled T-U-R-B-U-L-E-N-C-E, turbulence.
气流，意思是飞机遇到气流颠簸的时候，就假装自己是坐在一个 bumpy bus 上。Sean 觉得
It's worth a try.
可以试试看。Mimi 问 Sean 一般都选择坐在什么地方。Sean 说从来都是离
emergency exit.
紧急出口越近越好。咪咪说飞机的中央部位最稳，也就是机翼附近。可想而知，石阳以后选择位置的条件又多了一个，不光要离紧急出口近，还最好是在飞机中间的机翼部位。
Of course, if nothing else works, you can always see a doctor, and perhaps he can prescribe some anti-anxiety medication for you.
I'd rather not use medications, but it might come down to that.
There are also a lot of courses available that use mental strengthening exercises or even hypnosis. You should look into one of those programs and see if it works for you.
That's a good idea.
Maybe understanding how an airplane works, some of the basic principles of flight, what turbulence actually is, and some other specifics about flying could help you know your enemy, so to speak.
I like that idea. If I understood what I was experiencing, perhaps I wouldn't fear it so much.Thanks for your suggestions, Mimi. You're a real pal.
Mimi 建议，实在不行，Sean还可以去找医生开点儿
anti-anxiety
抗紧张的药。Sean 虽然不想吃药，但也承认
it might come down to that.
最后没办法，可能也只能借助药物了。另外，想克服心理障碍，还可以去参加锻炼心智的课程，或是了解飞机的飞行原理。所谓
know your enemy，
知己知彼，百战不殆。这些可能对上都有帮助。
Most of the time, a phobia is the result of something within. So try learning more about what you're afraid of will help you a great deal.
And I got a useful tip for my long flight back home. Try to sit as close to the wings as possible.
Right. Enough about flights, though. Let's go ahead with our class.
Let's listen to another Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
我们要学的词是
overtime. Overtime is spelled O-V-E-R-T-I-M-E. Overtime.
Overtime 有加班的意思。有报道说
The Department of Homeland Security employees claimed $8.7 million of unearned overtime a year.
美国国土安全部雇员一年内在并未真正加班的情况下共领取了$8.7 million的加班费。美国政府新推出的健保网站发现问题后
Information technology experts from both the government and outside firms are working overtime to fix the problems.
美国政府和私人公司的信息技术专家们加班加点地设法解决网站所存在的问题。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Overtime, overtime, overtime.
I hope they can fix the Obamacare website as soon as possible. I was hoping to sign up for it, but seems like there's still some technical glitch.
Ugh, that's frustrating. I just hope I can understand how it works. It's not transparent enough, so I have no idea what is going to happen to my own health insurance or what kind of benefits I can get from the Affordable Care Act.
Fingers crossed it can open the door to a better health insurance system someday.
And you just mentioned an idiom.Open the door to. Let's check it out in today's words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语。我是小北，
我是 Doug Johnson。
我有个朋友，人到中年，事业稳定，家庭和睦。不过他昨天突然告诉我，他打算辞掉现在的工作，去商学院进修一个 MBA。 说要重新给自己充电，建立更广泛的人脉，再拿到名校的 MBA， 可以为他的人生打开一扇新的大门。这件事儿让我想到了一个习惯用语，那就是
Open the door to something. Door is spelled D-O-O-R. Door. Open the door to something.
Open the door to something 就是为某人或某事开门，也可以译作带来、引起。就好像我刚才那位朋友要回学校去念书，很多人劝他打消这个念头，因为人在这个岁数回学校读书可没那么容易，不仅要兼顾家庭，还要重新适应做学生的生活。不过我这个朋友非常坚决，因为他相信这样做能
Open the door to a lot more opportunities，
给他带来更多的机会。不过那些反对他继续读书的人则觉得这个决定将会
Open the door to a ton of headaches，
会给他带来一堆头疼的问题。想想也是啊，高昂的学费、繁重的课业、家庭的负担，这些肯定够他烦的。不过我相信只要克服这些挑战，他就能够实现自己的目标。好的，让我们来听听下面这段话。
A lot of developing countries welcome foreign investment when they can't afford to develop their countries as fast as they would like.I think this country's stability, together with its recent tax breaks for international businesses, will open the door to a lot more foreign investment.
这段话是说，许多发展中国家无法通过自己的力量实现快速发展，这时他们都会欢迎外国投资。我觉得这个国家局势稳定，最近还对国际企业实行税务优惠，一定能带来更多的外国投资。
说起来 welcome 欢迎和 open the door to something 意思很接近，欢迎客人来自己家，肯定就会给客人开门。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
A lot of developing countries welcome foreign investment when they can't afford to develop their countries as fast as they would like. I think this country's stabilityTogether with its recent tax breaks for international businesses, will open the door to a lot more foreign investment.
打开门，迎来的不一定都是好事儿。下面我们来听一段话，是关于将大麻合法化的意见。大家来听听，这个人是支持还是反对呢？
I agree that we appear to be losing the fight against drugs, but despite the fact that marijuana may indeed have medicinal value, legalizing the drug would surely open the door to even wider usage.
这段话的意思说，我承认我们在打击毒品方面似乎举步维艰。不过，虽然大麻可能真有一些医药上的疗效，但如果把大麻合法化，肯定会导致滥用大麻的情况。
看来这个人是反对大麻合法化的，因为他说这将导致更多人吸食大麻，这其中将包括没有生病而只把大麻作为毒品的瘾君子。不过话说回来，把大麻合法化，那种植、销售和使用大麻就成为合法产业，反而更易于管理，政府也可以从中获得税收，这似乎也有积极的一面。所以这些利弊上的争执肯定会
open the door to more debate on the marijuana issue，
引发更多关于大麻问题的辩论。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
I agree that we appear to be losing the fight against drugs， but despite the fact that marijuana may indeed have medicinal valueLegalizing the drug would surely open the door to even wider usage.
好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是小北，
我是 Doug Johnson。
谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time.
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语 @voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
美语三级跳。各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目婚礼单元的终极课程。
John and Carmen decided to have their wedding in a small church in Carmen's hometown. Today, they are planning the details.
John 本来想到拉斯维加斯去结婚，可是最后啊，还是听了 Carmen 的话，在 Carmen 的家乡办传统婚礼。不知道在筹划婚礼的过程中， John 是不是还会处处地迁就 Carmen 呢？
Let's listen.
Gosh, John, I just love being back in my hometown. It's the perfect place to get married.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty good. I can't wait for the wedding. It's going to be a great party.
A party? John, this wedding is supposed to be a romantic event for you and me.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm also definitely going to party with the groomsmen at the wedding reception.
Professor Bowman, groomsmen 是婚礼伴郎吗?
That's right, Winnie. The groom's friends are called the groomsmen, and the bride's friends are called the bridesmaids.
Oh, 伴娘就是 bridesmaids.那么 reception 又是什么呢?
The reception is the dinner after the wedding ceremony.
Oh, reception 就是喜宴。怪不得 John 说婚礼是个大派对，他等不及跟伴郎们在喜宴上大吃大喝呢。
That's right. We have to plan the reception too. How many people do you think will come?
I don't know, but we have a pretty big wedding party, and I have a really big family.
That's true.I don't think I will be able to remember the names of all my in-laws.
Don't worry, I forget some of their names too.
这个 John, 三句话不离 party. Carmen 问他喜宴会有多少客人，可他只会说 We have a pretty big wedding party.
Actually, Winnie, in this case, the wedding party is the people who are directly participating in the wedding.
Oh, 原来这个 wedding party 不是指婚礼派对，而是婚礼团。也就是双方父母、伴郎伴娘等婚礼中的关键人物啊。
Yes, Carmen says John's family is so big that she won't remember the names of all her in-laws.
嗯 ,in-laws 就是配偶的家里人，包括岳父、婆婆、小姑等等。
Say, John, do you know who your best man is going to be?
No, I haven't decided yet. I'll probably choose whichever friend can give the best toast. What about your maid of honor?
I haven't had time to decide because I've been so busy thinking about all the other planning. We haven't even talked about the rehearsal dinner yet.
Don't worry, the groom's family is supposed to plan the rehearsal dinner.
So, Winnie, how is John going to pick his best man?
Best man 就是主伴郎或者叫男宾相。John 说他会让那个 give the best toast, 最会致祝酒词的朋友来当他的 best man.
Right. And what about Carmen?Has she picked her maid of honor?
Maid of honor 就是主伴娘，也就是女宾相。Carmen 忙着筹备婚礼，还没想好要让谁来当 maid of honor。哎，对了 ，Professor Bowman， 什么是 rehearsal dinner?
The day before the wedding, everyone in the wedding party practices what they have to do. Afterward, they all have dinner together at the rehearsal dinner.
哦，我明白了。婚礼前，婚礼团的人会把所有仪式彩排一遍，然后呢，一起去吃饭。这顿饭就叫 rehearsal dinner.
Yes, that is the tradition.
I know, let's just get a wedding planner to do all the work for us.
A wedding planner? No way! I don't want a stranger planning our wedding.
Well, if you don't want to get a wedding planner, my mother said she would be happy to help you plan the wedding.
Your mother? You know, John...Maybe a wedding planner isn't such a bad idea after all.
看来 Carmen 不想让未来的婆婆来策划自己的婚礼，所以啊，她宁可请一位 wedding planner 婚礼策划师来出谋划策。
You know, Winnie, I have to agree that even though a wedding planner is a stranger, having your mother-in-law planning your wedding could be a lot worse.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。